Hello and welcome everybody to Forestry's full year 2018 conference call. And thank you, Kat. It's our pleasure to have you on the call today. And with us today is our CEO, Jason Leverage, who will provide you with respective information on our Q4 and full year 2018 report, as well as our outlook for 2019. As you've already heard, following his presentation, we'll have a Q&A session in which we will also have our Chief Development Officer, Frank Herrmann, participating. In the press release related to this call, which we published earlier today, we indicated there's a presentation available for download on our website. You will find this document in the Investors and Media section under Investor Information, and then in the submenu Conference Calls and Webcasts. The presentation will support the comments we make today. However, you should also be able to follow our call even without the slides in front of you. And before I turn it over to Jason, I would like to briefly remind you that during today's conference call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, services, or future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. So actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With this said, I'd like to turn the call over to Jason.
Thanks, Hannah, and welcome to our 2018 annual report conference call. My name is Jason Leverage. I'm the CEO of Forestry. You all have available. But as Anna said, it should be able to be followed without the deck in front of you. If you open the deck to slide 3, year was within the forecast of 1.3 to 1.5 million at 1.36 million on average. For 2019, we don't expect the operational cash use to change markedly, and we're guiding to 1.4 to 1.6 million throughout 2019, and that the 25 million euros that was on the bank account at the end of 2018 should be sufficient finance to see us into 2020. Turning now to slide 4. I'm sorry, slide 5. We'll review the pipeline and expected value drivers for our most advanced drug, which is resminostat. So resminostat is a broad-spectrum HDAC inhibitor, and it's currently in clinical development in two indications, in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma in a pivotal study called RESMAIN, and in development in a phase 2 study by our partner in Japan, Yakult Honsha, in the indication of biliary tract carcinoma. Talking a little bit about the RESMAIN study, this study initiated in 2016. We now have more than 120 patients enrolled into the study, and we believe we will recruit the remaining patients required to see the prescribed 125 events to allow unblinding of this study, such that we can publish top-line results from the RESMAIN study in the first half of 2020. That study is currently operating in 11 European countries and is open in 5 centers in Japan, being managed locally by Yakult Honsha. Moving now to domatinostat and to slide 6 of the presentation. The schematic overviews the clinical development strategy in very broad strokes. Domatinostat is a class 1 selective HDAC inhibitor, which promotes tumor recognition by the body's own immune system and infiltration of activated immune cells into the tumor. We have initiated two clinical studies with domatinostat in combination with two different checkpoint inhibitors. The first study is called Sensitize, which was initiated in 2017 in combination with pembrolizumab in advanced stage melanoma patients that are refractory or relapsed on a checkpoint inhibitor. That study completed the first two cohorts of enrollment in 2018, and the third cohort was initiated in 2019. We expect the study to complete by the middle of 2019 and to report top-line data to the market in Q3 2019. The second study that was initiated at the beginning of 2019 is called Emerge. This is a study in microsatellite stable gastrointestinal cancer patients in combination with the checkpoint inhibitor avelumab. The first patients were enrolled in the first cohort in early 2019. We expect the last patients to be enrolled before the middle of 2019 and to report data in the third quarter 2019. The other areas that we're interested in developing domatinostat are shown on the slide. The most important of these is the Merklin study. This is a study where we intend to advance domatinostat into last line in a advanced skin cancer indication, Merkel cell carcinoma. Planning for that study has been ongoing through 2018 and continues in 2019, and we expect to update the market more on that study later on this year. Turning now to slide 7. Here we've just summarized what we feel were the key achievements for the company in 2018 for the two programs and for the company as a whole. Starting with resminostat, as it's our most advanced drug, we recruited the first 100 patients into the ResMain pivotal study, which was a very important milestone for us. We also expanded the study geographically through the opting in of Yakult Honsha to the ResMain study in Japan. In addition, Yakult Honsha started a phase 2 biliary tract carcinoma study in Japan based on data that was published at ESMO in 2018 in an earlier study conducted by Yakult in biliary tract carcinoma. For domatinostat, the first interim data from the Sensitize study was published showing that the drug was safe in combination with a PD-1 inhibitor. We filed our IND and were granted our IND for domatinostat in the United States. There was preclinical data published on the first triple combination of domatinostat with a checkpoint inhibitor and LAG-3. To remind you, one of the key benefits of domatinostat is its high tolerability, such that it can be combined with other immunotherapeutic drugs, which is a key advantage when you consider that many of the drugs in this area have quite high side effect profiles. We also published preclinical data in combination with chemotherapy. Finally, with respect to the company, coverage, research coverage was initiated by Stifel in 2018. Turning now to the final slide of the presentation and looking forward to the key goals for 2019. For resminostat, as I said earlier, the goal is to complete recruitment of the ResMain study in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, enabling top-line data to be published in the first half of 2020, and we expect to see early data from Yakult Honsha's phase 2 biliary tract carcinoma study later in 2019. For domatinostat, it's a very busy year with many clinical studies ongoing or being initiated. We expect to publish interim data from the sensitized study from the third cohort and to complete that study around the middle of 2019 such that we can publish the complete data in Q3 2019. We're currently evaluating a number of different expansion arms for that particular study, and decisions on those will be taken later in 2019 once we have the complete data set. With a sensitized study, it's important to remember that there is a very detailed and comprehensive biomarker analysis program ongoing from these patients. So we should be able to report both on clinical data as well as on some of the underlying activity of domatinostat in these patients. We'll intend to publish a number of different papers in 2019, the first an immunomodulation paper, and we expect data to be published of a combination study by our partner at AACR at the end of this month and beginning of April. We initiated the eMERGE study, as I said, in the first month of 2019, and we expect that study, at least the first part of it, the safety component, the 1B component of the study, to be completed in the first half and report data in Q3 2019. Depending on the data that we receive from the eMERGE study, we expect that study to expand into a larger number of patients for a more detailed efficacy analysis of the drug in microsatellite stable gastrointestinal cancer. Importantly, we'll also publish our preclinical data on Merkel cell carcinoma, and in the same indication, initiate the Merklin study in last-line checkpoint refractory relapsed progressed patients with Merkel cell carcinoma. We're also looking at initiating a number of additional clinical studies, both in the neoadjuvant positioning as well as in last-line refractory or checkpoint refractory non-responding patients in a triple combination with other immunotherapies. Finally, with respect to the company, we expect to advance and expand the analyst coverage in the second half of 2019. That completes a very short overview of the company for 2018. The line is now open for Q&A, and I hand it back to the operator.
Thank you, Jason. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask your question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star followed by two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. And for those of you that have connected via the web, please click on the flag button to ask a question. Our first question today comes from the line of James Mainwaring of Stifel. James, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for taking my questions. Sort of two questions. One is focused on the recruitment rate of ResMain. I'm just trying to sort of get a sense of how that's going, just because I think the language, you know, sort of sounds like recruitment hasn't, sort of been accelerating or ticking along. We had 100 just before this year, and then we took two-thirds, which would imply just over 100. So I just want to get a sense of whether that's just wording and how that's going. And then I'll ask the second one in a minute.
So thanks, James. No, I think you may have misunderstood, or I wasn't very clear. I mean, I think the ResMain study is recruiting on plan. We've recruited a very regular number of patients every month for the previous 12 months, If we look at the forecast completion for recruitment, we expect that to happen sometime in the fourth quarter of this year. And it's an event-driven study, so it's difficult to be totally accurate about when we might publish top-line data, but our expectation is that that will be in the first quarter of 2020.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And then the second question is really around domatinostat and the MCC pivotal trial. You know, I mean, we've talked a little bit about this, but I sort of want to get your views as, you know, it's been a sort of a bit longer time since we talked about it. Obviously, Keytruda, you know, has been approved for use in MCC now. So just sort of get your thoughts on whether, you know, you would look to use that in the Merklin trial, or whether you're sort of still planning to stick with the Merck and Pfizer drug.
Sure. So I think for the Merklin study, we haven't finalized the protocol yet. We're still considering a number of different options. However, both sensitizing and the eMERGE study position us well for either combination with a PD-1 inhibitor or a PD-L1 inhibitor. So I think at this stage, we can actually combine with both in the Merklin study. With respect to the recruitment, because I think it depends on the checkpoint inhibitor, which will affect the rate of recruitment and the geography, because avelumab, as you know, was approved in March and September of 2017. So globally, there are certainly many, many more patients progressed on avelumab than there are on a PD-1 inhibitor, as pembrolizumab was only approved in December 2018 in the United States. So I think we have to balance these different factors, but because we will have data from both sensitize and eMERGE, we can combine with either antibody or either type of blockade, depending on which strategy we choose to pursue.
Okay, that's really useful. Thanks a lot.
The next question on the line today comes from Sam Slutsky of LifeSide Capital. Sam, please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the question. Just in terms of a potential triple combo study with domatinostat, just curious as to what that trial design might look like.
So I think for the triple combination, we're considering a number of different combinations. You'll see at AACR there was some preclinical data published in combination with the TLR9 agonist, which would be very encouraging to stick domatinostat in combination with the TLR9 agonist and a checkpoint blockade. I think the real demand for triple combination is sort of laid out on the slide where we summarize the development pathway for domatinostat, and our focus, at least initially, will be to look at checkpoint refractory non-responding populations, and most likely in the melanoma patient population, but potentially also in the Merkel cell population as well.
Got it. That's helpful. And just in terms of the expansion arms for the sensitized study, that's just the recommended phase 2 dose in combo of Keytruda?
Yeah, so the cohorts that we're currently completing and which will be completed by mid-year will give us a recommended phase 2 dose in combination with Keytruda. And then where we go from there in terms of which subgroups depends a little on the data we see and some of the other wider strategic questions that we're contemplating at this point.
Okay, that's helpful. Appreciate it.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now, or if you're joining by the web, please press the flag button. Our next question today comes from Max Herrmann of Stifel. Max, please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. It was really trying to understand You obviously have some interim and then final data from Sensitize coming through during the course of 2019, and then on the eMERGE study some data. Just would be interested to know what we can look forward to. Is it really just dose escalation data, or are we going to see a bit more in terms of potential activity of Daminostat in those settings?
So for both studies, the main goal of the study is safety in combination with checkpoint blockade, and secondly, to determine a recommended phase 2 dose in combination with checkpoint blockade. We will report, well, we have already reported on the safety data at the lower concentration, so 100 milligrams daily have been reported to be safe doses in combination. We're just looking now at the highest dose in Sensitize, which is 400 milligrams daily. We will, when we report the data for the complete study, report safety data, whatever clinical responses we might see, along with the biomarker analysis data.
Okay. And I think it's eMERGE is an investigator-sponsored study. I wondered if you were in discussions about further studies further interest from investigators to do studies similar to that.
Yes, we actually get a very significant number of requests for IST, such that we've had to put in place a way of evaluating those studies in-house and selecting which ones we believe provide the greatest benefit for 4SC. I think it's highly likely that we will initiate at least two additional ISTs in 2019, so IST being an investigator-sponsored study, and certainly one of the triple combination studies will be an investigator-sponsored study, as there's a huge interest in combining domatinostat with other specific antibody combinations like anti-LAG-3 or TLR9 agonists.
Great, thanks very much.
For any additional questions, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone keypad now. We have a follow-up question from the line of James Mainwaring of Stifel. James, your line is now open.
Sorry, I just had local mute on. So, guys, we've talked a little bit about partnerships going forwards and looking to do that. And, I mean, you sort of raised melanoma as one which might be an interesting partnership area. So sort of wondering how your progress is going on there, and whether people are just sort of waiting to see the safety data, and the sort of interim analysis before, doing anything with you.
Thanks, James. Clearly we've only just started the first two studies in combination with checkpoint blockade, so it's relatively early days from a data point of view. I mean, I think there's a lot of interest in HDACs, particularly class 1 selectives, and domatinostat is really the last drug being extensively developed in that space. Competitive drugs have kind of dropped away over the past 12 months. So we are obviously conducting a program of outreach to different groups, particularly to talk about combinations. And I think some of the triple combinations that we're currently discussing could form interesting basis for partnerships going forward. But I think ultimately none of these will really progress until we see data from Sensitize and eMERGE.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Thanks a lot.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask any additional questions, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone keypad now. For those that are connected to the web, please click the flag button to ask a question. We have no further questions registered, so I'll hand back to you to conclude.
Thank you very much. So that concludes our 2018 annual report call. I'd like to thank everybody for their participation and their questions. And I think that's where we'll stop. Thank you very much.